حق شہید حسینی تجھ پہ گریا کنا تھے خمینی.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين اذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
سيما بقية الله الأعوام حجة ابن الحسن ارواحنا وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا فور دی لو اینڈ ری اپیئرنس آف امام زمان صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
ولعنة الله على اعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الان الى قيام يوم الدين. اما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله عما يشركون. في recite under the salawat all together. Today, once again, memories of a very beloved personality are fresh, and hearts are weeping for the memory of the one who lived in the hearts of a nation, not only one nation, but he became beloved of the world. And he was a personality being testified by the late leader as the son of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. And because of his relation with Karbala and Sayyid al-Shuhada, he's still alive. He's alive today. Dear brothers and sisters, today we have an opportunity to speak about some of the important qualities of Shaheed and a few of the obstacles of his life. But before I speak, I would like to say that personalities like Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini are kind of personalities that are not going to be fit into the traditional majalis and our traditional sessions. Unfortunately, as our mentality and our communities are traditional, then we are making revolutionary acts also as traditional as we can. That really needs a revival. Personality of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini is a revolutionary personality, and it needs to be revived. It's not a personality that you can just revise few pieces of his history and then move on. He was the one who made a movement in the country, and today we can feel the fragrance of his movement. Today you can see that he is living in the hearts of the youth, those who haven't seen him, and Today, a nation is alive because of his movement. His movement and fruit of his movement can be seen easily. If anybody goes in Pakistan today, in any community he goes, anywhere in the country he goes, they can feel the fruit of the struggles and the movement of Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. That is why it is important that let us not to fit him into the majalis, but make him as a part of movement and keep him as a leader of the movement that stays with us in all over the year. Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini should not be the personality that we remember him a day and then we move on. We specify a day to remember him and then move on. But we have to remember him in all our life and make him as a role model, as an example that we can follow his path, because his path is alive. I began with a verse that I would like to translate, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. O Prophet, you should say, this is my path. One of the things that is important in the life of Prophet, peace be upon him, that is clearance of the path. His path was well known. And he had been asked that you have to openly let the people know what is your path. So people, they are not living in the confusions. Path of Prophet, peace be upon him, in his time has become clear that today people, they follow and they call that as path which is called Muhammadan Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the life of Allama Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, one of the things that I observed, that he made his path clear for the people. He was not the one who was living in confusion himself, and put the millet and community in another confusion. He was clear in his path, and it was known in the community that what is the path of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. If somebody likes to move with him, he would associate with him. If somebody likes to disassociate from path of Shaheed Arif Hussaini, he will disassociate. That is why he was well known. He was well known as a messenger of Inqilab. He was well known with his slogans. He was well known for the support of the unity. He was well known to oppose imperialism. He was well known in his political stance. He was well known in his religious stance. Nobody could say that, you know, it's not known what is the path of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. So today, maybe people, they think that he lived for the centuries as a leader. Brothers and sisters, those who are just new, in only 3.5 years, he became as a leader of the community in Pakistan. Before that, of course, he was in a particular region, and in the leadership, he was only for 3.5 years. But in only 3.5 years, his path became clear. And today, books are being written down, articles are being written down on the path of Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. If it was not clear, then nobody could write it down, nobody could speak about the path of Shaheed. So that is why one of the things that is important for everybody and lesson that we can take from the life of Shaheed, that we have to announce our path. And everybody should know about that. It should not be hidden. It should not be secret. But when I have a path, my path is known for everybody. Hadihi sabili. This is my path. That is what I believe. We should not live in the fears. Wherever we live, our path must be known. I believe in the Islam that is revolutionary Islam. So there is Islam inqilabi and inqilabi Islami. I'm not speaking about inqilabi Islami, but I'm speaking about Islam that is Islam inqilabi, a revolutionary Islam. Islam that always revives. Islam that always has motivation. Islam that always have a move. And that was the path that Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini believed in. Islam that is Islam-e-Inqilabi, not only Inqilab-e-Islami. Yes, Inqilab-e-Islami was one of the events that has taken place in his time, and he was one of the most important supporters of that. And that inclination of Shaheed, it does not start from the time when he moved in Pakistan, but he was inclined with those belief and thought while he was a student. But he was having a clear faith in Islam that is Islam in Qilabi. Please say salawat. Second part of the verse, it is said, Ad'u ilallahi ala basiratin wa man ittaba'ani. My path is clear. O Prophet, you should say, my path is clear, and I invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the basirat, with the awareness. I know what I am calling towards. I know about my teachings. I know about my belief, and I am certain on anything that when I invite the people. So this was another quality that you'd find in the life of Shaheed, that he was inviting towards the path with the certainty. He had yaqeen about his path, and that is why the day first, when he holds the responsibility, on that day he says that if I could not complete my responsibility, I would like to sacrifice my blood on this path. So when somebody becomes ready to sacrifice his life, that means he's most certain on the path. He knows where he's going, and he would end to this point. The point is sacrificing his life for the sake of his path. Ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin. This is the second point that I would like, third point that I would like to make, that is basirat, awareness. Brothers and sisters, when we look at the era that Shaheed lived, that was a beautiful time, really beautiful time. A time which was the time of Imam Khomeini, like a sun on the sky, rising on the horizon of the world, and enlightened whole world. Hearts were enlightened. And the personalities like Abbas Musavi, Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr, Shaheed Baqir al-Hakim, Shaheed Mahdi al-Hakim, and Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini, he had companions like these personalities. Shaheed Mutahari, Shaheed Beheshti. Each one, he called them as his spiritual son. He trained a community. He trained the students, those who became ambassador of his path in various communities. That was a beautiful time. But Shaheed Arif Hussain ul Husseini was the most aware personality about his path. He was living with the Basirat, as Maulana has mentioned. That a Basirat that he had about the time and the vision about the community, that was one of the things that today you can reflect by looking at the community that has become a revolutionary community. Even if you have just seen the rallies of Quds in the past few days, hundreds and thousands of people coming out like soldiers, taking the flags in their own hands, and ladies are leading, male and female, they are together, shoulder by shoulder, standing with one another, and commemorating the Day of Quds. That was the foundation set by Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain ul Husseini. He put the seed in this community that has grown today. Brothers and sisters, there was a time that people, they were having different types of the discussion, and there were confusions that political Islam or politics in Islam, those types of discussions were there. And many of the scholars, of course, they had the idea that should we be involved into the politics? We should have any view about the politics or not? But after the movement and struggle of Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain ul Husseini, now the scenario of Pakistan is totally changed. At least in Shia community, nobody discusses that politics is part of Islam or it's not. Yes, there was discussion that should we be in election or we should not be. That was discussion. That is a secondary discussion. But there is no more discussion that Islam is separate from politics or politics is separate from the Islam. He's the one that he became successful in delivering the message that at least in seminaries, in the houses, in the religious authorities, this problem has been solved. That everybody believes that we need to have move, and we need to look at the Islam that is comprehensive Islam, that politics is not separate from Islam, but that is also part of Islam. So that was one of the greatest success that Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain ul Husseini had. And the time when he announced his manshoor, his political constitution in Lahore, I can remember that many scholars, they gave fatwa against him. Many scholars, they said that it's from socialism. This constitution has nothing to do with Islam. It's not Islamic constitution. But it was his success that he announced successfully, and he tried to implement that constitution in his life. And today we can see the fruit of that, that a generation is grown after him on the basirat and awareness that Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain ul Husseini had. Please say salawat. Then Quran says, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. One is leadership of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And second, those who follow the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. Leader is not the one who is aware himself and he knows everything. He has good knowledge about something. No, he cannot be leader. Leader is the one who teaches the community, trains the community according to his thought and belief, and makes people together associate with him. And not only he teaches, but he walks on that path. He leads, he takes the initiatives. And that was what we can see in the life of Shaheed, that he was born leader. In Islam, leadership does not come from the top. You know, sometimes there are two ways of leadership. Once somebody has actually thought to be leader and lives as a leader and tries to pretend as a leader, and then you think that he's going to be leader tomorrow. No, in Islam, leadership does not start from the top. That you make yourself leader first, and you make surrounding of the leadership, you make styles of the leadership, you speak as a leader, and then you'll become leader. No, that is not Islamic leadership. Islamic leadership starts from the roots. It starts from the service. Somebody has to go be servant of the community, live in the community. So you can go back and see the time of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. And service of Amirul Mu'mineen as a servant, giving services, being with the beggars sometimes, being with the people in the community, those who are poor people, mustazafin, those who are oppressed people, living with them, staying with them, going around. He was not the one who made surrounding. He became leader first and then he started leading community. No, he became servant first. Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain Al-Husseini was the follower of the path of Amirul Mu'mineen. That he began his service from his area where he was grown up. He started serving in that community just as a teacher, just as a normal and ordinary alim. He started giving the services. And the time when he was selected to be the leader, which majority of people, they could not imagine that he's going to be leader. But that was leadership gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because his services were accepted. He was the one who started promoting his ideology, his belief in the practical form, not only just teaching, not only in deliverance, but he was the one who was practically involved in many of the jihadi struggles in the area of Parachdar. So you all know, of course, he was one of the areas that is area of the people, those were courageous people living in the boundaries and the borders of Pakistan. And these people, they were always in the war. And these are the people, those who are familiar with the weapon more than anything else. And I can remember the time when an attack by the Takfiris happened in Lahore, when they attacked on the Husseinias. And after that, Shaheed had a meeting in Lahore where he speaks with the representatives of the community and the scholars of Lahore. He said, I'm really surprised, and unfortunately I've seen the community did not have anything to defend themselves. So you can see there is a belief behind Shaheed Arif Hussain Al-Husseini, that he believes that defense has to be there. We have to defend ourselves. And for defense, of course, there is no fatwa required. There is no verdict required by an alim, and no statement is required. Defense is something that becomes wajib and obligatory on every individual whenever it is required. He says that one of the particular quality of the people where I am born and I was grown up, the people, they do not buy television, they don't buy satellite, they don't buy antennas, but they buy weapon. They buy rifle. And they are familiar with the rifle more than even eating and drinking the food. So that is where he was born. That is where he was grown up. And he lived in the struggles most of his life from the beginning while he was a little child and when he came back to the community. Especially, he was the one who was been fighting with Takfiri group before he becomes as a leader. As it is said that there were many events where he had to defend the community in Barachnar. He had taken the weapon in his hands, and one of the most important wishes of his life was martyrdom. Shahadat was one of the most important desires of the life of Shaheed. As I can remember, when he came to Qom, when I was in Qom, at that time he used to say that I wish I go to Afghanistan and fight with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And if I can reach to the great level of Shahadat. He was the one who traveled Lebanon, and he stayed days with Shaheed Abbas Musawi. He was one of the close friends of Abbas Musawi. And he used to say to them that if it's required, I would like to stay here. I would like to sacrifice my life. For him, a country, a nation, a community, it was not the mean. He was the one who was looking at Islam as a global religion. He was not bound into the traditions. He was not one who was living and thinking about only community that is Pakistani community. But he was looking at Afghanistan as his community, Lebanon as his community, Iran as his community. That is why he becomes son of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi, peace be upon him. So in his leadership, one of the things that I have noticed that is being more reachable personality. Easily people they could reach Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussaini. He did not make boundaries around him. He was the one that even a poor person also could reach Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussaini. Even if there were many guards, sometimes there were 3 to 4 guards, but if he sees anybody needy on the road, he will stop over there. I learned one of his guards that he said that we were going through from Peshawar to another city, and on GT road, Shaheed found an intelligence man. His motorcycle was broken, and he asked that, can you stop the car? And when we stopped, he said that, can you ask him to come up on with us on the car? And they said, he's intelligence man, why are you asking him? He said, whatever. At the moment he is needy, I would like to help him. That is how he became beloved in the hearts of youth, because his struggle for the community, always being in the service of the community. I know a youth that was completely opponent. He was always saying bad words to Shaheed, and he met only once to Shaheed, only once. And when he went before Shaheed, after that he said that, I believe that there is nobody else in this community, in this country, who can be leader of the community. That is the only one that I believe he is the leader. Because of his just meeting, he was so inspirational that he will motivate, change the minds of people. His revolution was not only that he was making constitutions, But he went to the poor people, hungry people, street by street, city by city, from one town to the other town. And just in 3.5 years, he was being able to go in every and each part of the community in Pakistan. Brothers and sisters, this is a struggle that made him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him shahadat. It was a gift. That I'm not wondering that why he become shaheed. But if he would not be shaheed, then I would have wondered. Because he was living with the willingness of shahadat, with the desire of shahadat, and he achieved that great point of shahadat. I went close to the Kashmir, a mountainous area, where reaching into that area, it's not easy. Even car, buses, they cannot go that area. And on the top of mountain, there was a village. That village is the village of Mu'mineen, Shias. I went for a speech, and when I reached over there, there was a scholar. He was leading in the masjid, so khatib of the masjid. He said, this was a place where Shaheed had been able to come into this mountainous area, and he took the time. He was with the community for a while in that village. And one of the memories of that khatib, let me, you know, relate for everybody. One of the memories of that khatib, that he said that when he comes into the masjid, I asked him, please lead the jama'at, because you are leader of the community. He said, no, you are Imam-e-Ratib. You have to lead. I'm not going to lead. I'm going to stand behind you. So, you know, when somebody becomes committed for the sake of Islam, that is a commitment for the sake of Islam, that he does not feel that he is elder. He feels he's committed in Islam, and he has to follow the path of Islam. Somebody should not consider himself as a leader, but he has to consider himself as a servant. Then it will be the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to gift them those positions that are greater positions. Finally, I would like to speak one of the significance of Shaheed that I learned from Shaheed Mutahhari Rizwanullah Ta'ala when he speaks about his teacher. I feel that Allama Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini was my teacher. He was the one who inspired my life. And today, as we are freshening the memories, Shaheed Mutahhari says that one of the significance of Allama Tabatabai, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. He says that Allama Tabatabai made many efforts. Of course, he has tafsir, that is significant tafsir, that none of these scholars have such tafsir that became historical tafsir today. And in Shia world and in Islamic world, that is well known tafsir. Many other books are written down by Allama Tabatabai, and he was one of the great scholars, great philosopher of his time. But Shaheed Mutahhari says that I don't think those are the most important significance of Allama Tabatabai. But I believe that most important significance of Allama Tabatabai, that was his love with Ahlul Bayt. And he says that I can remember that Allama Tabatabai used to break his fast, his iftar, when he used to go to the Najaf, Haram of Amirul Mu'mineen, by kissing on the Zari of Amirul Mu'mineen, he would break his fast. That was the love that was nurtured in the mind of Allama Tabai Tabai, after recognition and knowing Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam, Irfan of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. Now I would say that this was one of the most important significance in the life of Allama Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini, his love with Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. One of the things that is narrated about Shaheed, that his walking towards Karbala from Najaf. It is narrated that he has been able to walk from Najaf to Karbala 20 times in his life. At least 20 times in his life. Walking without the shoes. And while he used to walk, if there are people, those who are taking any burden, and if they are taking any luggage, he would ask them, if you can give your luggage, I will take your luggage. Respecting Zaireen, giving them his services. That was love of Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini. His regard to a Shaheed, that is Sayyid al-Shuhada. He regarded Sayyid al-Shuhada, that is how he became Sayyid al-Shuhada of a community at least. Today, all the Shuhada that we have after his Shahadat, he was Sayyid al-Shuhada of all the Shuhada in Pakistan. Even in subcontinent, if I can remember, I don't remember that any of the ulama, other than Shaheed Thalis, Nurullah Shostri, who was martyred in India. After him, he was the first Shaheed in the subcontinent of India that got martyrdom as an alim, as a servant of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. His love with Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. Zakir, who was not really as a known Zakir, but he says that he went to the madrasa of Shaheed. And he said, I would like to recite for you something. He said, what are you going to recite? He said, I would recite few masaib of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And Shaheed offered him the seat. He said, no, I'm not going to sit on the seat. He said, you have to sit on the seat. And he sits down. And then he says that, can you recite now? You know, this was love of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini with Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. He lived with this love and martyred with this love. As tonight is the night of 5th of August, it is narrated that his sister had seen the nightmare, a dream, that she had seen that her right hand was chopped in the dream. And she calls very next day to her brother, saying that I have seen this dream and I'm really afraid about you because my right hand was chopped in the dream. I would like to ask you, don't come to Parajinar. Stay in your city. And when he receives this message, he stopped for a while. He did not say anything. And after a while, he said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That he realized that he is reaching to the point that he had wish about that time. You know, brothers and sisters, as Maulana said, Shahadat is a valley that we can even not think about that. We are not into that level. We are not in that valley yet that we can understand what is Shahadat. These are the only people, those who recognize Shahadat, those who knew about that. The students in Lahore, they had a meeting and they said, we would like to go and have a protest. He said, it's not time for the protest. They said, we would like to be martyr. He said, "Do you know Shahadat more than me? I know about Shahadat. I love with Shahadat." Those people who have had chance to hear his du'as, they know that he used to ask, one of the things that he used to ask in du'a, "Oh Allah, give me Shahadat, death with the Shahadat." He lived with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and he died like Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. But brothers and sisters, he was one of the servants of Ahlul Bayt. He was one of the sons of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. He had a little opportunity to take little teachings of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, that on the day when he got martyred, whole nation of Pakistan, they drove towards Peshawar. I can remember cries of youth, cries of mothers, elders, everybody, they were crying for him. And when his funeral and janazah was taken, thousands of people, they were following in his tashiya janazah. And he was regarded, guard of honor was being paid by the government, guard of honor was given by the leader of the time, Imam of the Ummah had written the letter for him by saying, "I have lost one of my sons." And he sent his special representative to read his message. Those are the guard of honor that were given to Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. But let us say salam to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We all be sacrificed for you, ya Aba Abdullah. Our children, our families, our everything be sacrificed upon you. O son of Prophet, peace be upon him. O the one who was son of Amirul Mu'mineen, son of Fatima al-Zahra, who grew up in the lap of Fatima al-Zahra, who was the one that Prophet takes him on his shoulders, who was the most beloved of the Prophet, sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Your body was remaining in the battlefield of Karbala. For 3 days, there was no guard of honor. There was no respect. You know what? After the martyrdom, they asked the horses, that body of Aba Abdullah has to be smashed under the feet of the horses, and his head was chopped, taken up to the spear. My salam and tributes to you, ya Arif al-Husseini, O the son of Aba Abdullah. But your sacrifice is just a part of the Shahadat and its continuation of Karbala. Oh dear brothers and sisters, you know, on 11th of Muharram, when Ali ibn al-Husayn wanted to leave, this is the part that really brings the pain in my heart, that when I read that part of the history, that when Ali ibn al-Husayn, when Imam al-Sajjad wanted to leave Karbala, at that time he was standing in front of the body of his father, and he was just looking at the body for a while. He could not say anything. For a while he could not speak. And Hazrat Zainab felt that he may become martyred. He is close to the death. And she goes around and she says, O Sayyid Sajjad, O Sayyid Sajjad, what has happened to you? I don't like to see this moment. You are close to the death. And then Imam Sajjad says, Oh my auntie, don't you see that the body of my father is remaining in the battlefield of Karbala? Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik alayka minni salamullahi abadan ma baqitu wa baqiyal laylu wan nahar ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم all together السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته